This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Witz. Great to be with you today. Many great TV soaps and films have a story in the script about old scores being settled. In other words, getting the last action, the last word, for example, in Dallas, who shot JR, those sort of things. It's all about getting your own back. If someone has a go at you, you get back at them or track down your assailant and make sure they get what they deserve. Well, they say that revenge is a dish that's best served cold. Have you heard someone say that? In other words, calculate a deliberate plan of retribution. Well, I'm thinking today of something that Jesus said, which was quite different. He said, turn the other cheek. And Jesus used to say it's not, if you like, a dish best not served at all. He said, I tell you, this is in Matthew 5, verse 38, 39, do not take revenge on someone who wrongs you. And he said, if someone slaps you on the right cheek, let him slap you on your left as well. Well, those days, of course, those words would have been quite extraordinary because there was still the idea of an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. And they're still revolutionary and they found their way into everyday language about turning the other cheek. And sometimes we ask, well, what did they expect me to do? Turn the other cheek? Of course not. It just seems so ludicrous. If someone upsets or offends me, am I supposed to just go along and let them do it again? But Jesus, as we think about it, advocates getting our forgiveness in first. Because when you think about violence begets violence, and somebody needs to take the initiative to stop that vicious circle. Now, it's not necessarily pacifism or a refusal to defend your home or your family, but what it is a refusal to strike back purely out of revenge. Have you heard the old saying, don't get mad, get even? Jesus says that getting even only leads to more trouble, and you can see that. So retaliation is not really the best option at all. I think there's embedded within us this desire to retaliate. Think of little children, for example. If they're playing and someone pushes one, pushes the other, they retaliate. If they're hit or pinched or something like that, or someone takes their favourite toy, they strike back mostly. It seems a natural thing to do. But, for example, look at road rage and the alarming stories of people who get very angry and serious injury can occur when people get hot under the collar. I wonder, have we become hypersensitive? Jesus, who said, don't resist an evildoer, he said, if anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other one. He was this new way of saying, if someone strikes you on the cheek, we'll hit him back. But Jesus, in fact, says here in the New Testament, if someone insults you with a slap rather than striking back, be willing to endure a second insult without retaliation. Now, it's not easy to think about it. Don't respond like that, he said. Don't hate. Don't wish evil on that person. Now, it's very difficult to do it, not a natural thing. But, of course, if we're following Jesus, we've got to think things through differently. Jesus had different values. Jesus was insulted, slandered. He didn't attack back. We read in one of Peter's epistles, when they hurled insults at Jesus, he didn't retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. He entrusted himself to them who judged justly. And Paul, as we think about today, said in Romans chapter 12, don't repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. Overcome evil with good. And I think that turning the other cheek, as we are encouraged to do, is a way to overcome evil. And that choice is yours as well as mine. So how are you going to respond to those situations? Will you respond with vindictive anger or will you respond with the love of Christ? So ask God to help you and to, as he helps you, see that that other person is someone that Jesus loves. Well, thank you, Lord, that you've given us a different set of values in your kingdom. We can't live with those values, Lord, without your help. So show us your love so that we can help others. And I pray these things in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Saviour. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.